the Twinkie Tax. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. A shift toward workplace wellness is underway across the USA. There are a number of factors driving this trend, including soaring healthcare costs and more women in the workplace. Traditionally, women are the health managers in the home, and now expect the office to be a healthy environment too.
Another big driver is what's happening with baby boomers, that baby boomers are now taking care of our parents and are recognizing that healthful decisions earlier in life can lead to a healthier old age.
Marketing professor Ann Mirabito says America's drive for higher productivity is also a factor. She says a comprehensive wellness program works best when it's individualized, helping the mind, body, and spirit.
Some people might be ready to work on weight issues or movement issues, and other employees need to deal with stress.
According to Mirabito, the best wellness programs are also accessible, both in terms of physical convenience and cost. If building an on-site fitness center isn't an option, companies may start with providing healthier selections of food in their cafeterias or vending machines. Some organizations have imposed what they call a Twinkie tax.
It's true that good-for-you food costs more than not particularly good-for-you food. And so a Twinkie tax involves charging a little bit more for food that's not so good for you and using that to help offset the costs of good-for-you foods.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at kwbu.org.